The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And this shall be his uncleanness in his issue, whether his flesh run with his issue, or his flesh be stopped from his issue, it is his uncleanness.
And they beat down the cities, and on every good piece of land cast every man his stone, and filled it. And they stopped all the wells of water, and felled all the good trees. Only in Kirhaseth left they the stones thereof. Howbeit the slingers went about it, and smote it.
So there was gathered much people together, who stopped all the fountains, and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, Why should the kings of Assyria come and find much water? This same Hezekiah also stopped the upper watercourse of Gihon, and brought it straight down to the west side of the city of David. And Hezekiah prospered in all his works. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah, and the Arabians, and the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up, and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and concerned.
But the king shall rejoice in God. Every one that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped.
And that the passengers are stopped, and the reeds that they have burned with fire, and the men of war are affrighted. But they refused to hearken, and pulled away the shoulder, and stopped their ears that they should not hear. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions,